You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're joined in studio by global innovator Matt Hart. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Joel. How are you going?
Good. A little bit stressful, as you would have seen, unfortunately. We were a little bit under the gun.
Well, it's amazing to see. We always said that this little slot might be transparent and raw radio, and it's nice to see you guys are living that style.
It definitely was. It definitely was. Now, Jasenia, you have a topic for us today.
I do.
What is your topic? I can pull up on emails as well.
So my topic was boundary setting and recognizing problematic behavior in friend groups.
Yeah, wow. I mean, quite really, really interesting, Jasenia. And it'd be great to riff with you on it rather than just have me be some kind of calling auntie around it. But what I was thinking in relation to what I do and what we hope this experimental slot will be about is that, you know, at its best, life is a creative act, which means relationships are a creative act. And when we talk about boundaries, it's often a word that not everyone knows exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they're not something, so, you know, the idea of personal boundaries and when they conflict with other people's boundaries and it turns into relationship breakdown. And so I think we can start with this idea of boundaries. What do boundaries actually mean to you?
What a boundary means for me is basically respecting either the time or space that I have with someone, like doing things with them. And if it becomes like, oh, I'm encroaching on something or they're encroaching on me, that's like a boundary break.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I interpret it as. In terms of like communication, it could be like something that where I don't have all the knowledge on or I don't have the right words. It can be like a persistent topic and it's just me being like, hey, look, I don't know what I can say to help. I'm not the best person. Maybe someone else would be.
Yeah. So I think I think we can start from first principles and talk about the notion of how do we create our boundaries? You know, so if this experimental show that we're talking about is the idea of the importance of creativity and innovation, when that points in on ourselves, boundaries don't just happen. There's mm-hmm. something that it's a creative act and we create our boundaries. And it's not like we create them once and then we have them for life. There's something that are in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it started, had me thinking when I read your question on Friday about where do they come from? They come from the values that we carry within us. So things that we value, things that are important to us, inform the boundaries we have.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be things like honesty, trust, care for others, etc. And we carry those values into the world and we form boundaries around them. And those boundaries can either be really solid or they can be porous and we let people through. Of course, other people have their boundaries, you know. And so when we bump up against other people and we have those breakdowns, in one regard, you might think they're a breakdown or a conflict of boundaries. Thoughts?
Yeah, I've seen that happen more lately. Like, I've had a few friendships implode because of that. And it's because certain values weren't being seen or being held in that space. And honestly, it's a change coming from the community that I am. So I'm a Latin American.
The community you were part of and now you're in the community down here. Yeah,
I'm from a Latin community and we're very value-centered. We're on the values of family. We're on the values of friendship, open and honest communication. And sometimes that has clashed here and I've noticed it. And I'm like, what can I do about it? Like, I tried to have conversations. They don't go anywhere.
Yeah. And so it's about the power of communication, right? And about the way that we can own our boundaries or speak to them in a way that feels very human in terms of not saying, I have this boundary, it's whatever it is, which can feel very confronting. But it's like, look, this is what's important to me. This is how I roll in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love our relationship to be informed by some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Joel?
Yeah.
My mic was not on.
Oh,
yes.
And then when we have those conflicts in people, it's about how can we, you know, so the creative behaviors I talk about, curiosity and empathy. Of course, it's really hard to do that in the moment of conflict with someone you care about.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can be curious in the moment and observe what's going on, the energy doesn't feel quite right, or we're getting angry or getting really emotional. When we step away from that, how can we use that power of empathy to try and understand where was I at that moment? But also understand where was that person at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Review that as it relates to the boundaries I'm carrying in the world. And then empathize and think about, well, where were they? And then I can answer that key question, which is what part am I responsible for?
Mm-hmm.
Am I responsible for all of the conflict that happened in that moment? Or do I carry a part of it and they too carry a part of it, right?
Yeah. I'm of the firm belief that if it is a situation between you or various others, that you all carry a bit of weight of it. So I'm a firm believer that even if it's a group of like five, each person has like 10%, which makes up 50% of that little group. So that's what I'm in turn believing, because everyone has something that they bring to the table. Everyone has some sort of like baggage that they bring that perhaps they're unaware of, and it doesn't get pointed out until a conflict actually happens that makes them realize it.
And I wonder if, you know, it's something, certainly my generation, I know, and some below me, I'm not sure about yours, but the idea of Kiwis here in New Zealand speaking to what they own, how I feel, how I'm coming at something, and taking ownership for that in a way that's very human in the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a little bit different, I'm sure, to what it is you've experienced, where you come from, where it is much more open, emotional. You can speak to how you're feeling, can speak to the thoughts you have. I can imagine in some of those conversations you've been having where you said they've gone nowhere, is you're trying to open up a collaborative conversation. You're saying, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm feeling, this is what's happening for me, almost expecting the other person will have the capacities to do the same.
Yeah, for me, because I'm very extroverted, I found that the people here that I'm either rooming with or boarding with can be very introverted, and it's very hard for them to talk. So it's also based on the type of introvert and extrovert that you are and willing to have those conversations, because many will be willing to be like, hey, this is a boundary, I'm not going to overstep it, please don't overstep it, and that's fine. But there are other people's that there are other people that will let it happen and let it go through and just not tell you it. And even when you ask if everything's all right, they don't elaborate. So it's that communication line is very, very, it's kind of muddled.
No, I totally get that. And so what it sounds like in those things is you're trying to hold out and hold the space for a better conversation to happen, for some resolution, for people to try and speak to their deep, they wouldn't call it values, would they? But here's what's important about this. Mm-hmm. Here's what's important to the way we're relating and where we can take this. You're looking for resolution and trying to get there. And if they're not responding, then that's where they're at, right?
Yeah, I've seen that a lot of people have been like that with me. Coming to New Zealand has been like, it's been a shift of how I've seen it so far. Because people back in the States, people in my Latin community have, they're very open to talking about when you've done something wrong and how, like, how it's going to be going forward.
Yeah.
Here it's just very, okay, we had the conversation, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I never want to review it. And so I think it speaks to both the conversations we're having, what we're trying to surface, what we want to do with this little slot, Joel.
Yeah.
Is the idea of helping people start to think about, in those moments where I can really connect, the idea of boundaries. So where does the idea of me start and stop and the idea of someone else start and stop? Mm-hmm. How can I love this person, I care for this person, we're in friendship, we're doing these great things together. When it breaks down, whatever, how do I speak to those things in mutually responsible ways that I own my part, I'm sort of expecting that they own their part? It calls on us to continually not only to be doing that, I don't want to call it work, but investing in ourselves, investing in the idea of us, the things that are important to us, the values that we value and how they inform our being in the world and how I roll and how I carry with that. And hopefully if I can be clear on that and invest in that, my way of being gives permission for other people to also be that way, to be true to themselves, to speak to themselves, and maybe to encourage them for us to stay in relationship, in good relationship with each other, that I have the confidence to speak to those, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes, and unfortunately, we will have to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
But any last things you want to say, Matt?
No, I think just to reiterate that this slot we want to explore is about the importance of creativity and innovation. That journey starts with us. That will surface into how we are in the world. And in the context of what Yesenia is saying, it will surface in terms of our relationships with each other too.
Perfect. Awesome. So that was global innovator Matt Hart. Thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Perfect. Thanks for being here, guys.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.